And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is someone who's in the news. Rumors abound that SMU has offered their head coaching job to Mack Brown, and they are willing to pay him $4 million a year. So with us to discuss is Mack Brown himself. Good morning, Coach.
Whoa.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning to George and Craig and Jordan.
Morning.
Well, can you tell us, is there any truth to these rumors, and are you considering the SMU position?
Well, I'm still deciding whether or not to take the job. There's a lot of factors into whether or not I should take it.
Yeah,
first factor number one is Sally.
Of course.
Sally and I have been married for over 50 years, and of course she has a lot of say in that.
Mm-hmm. So you get married when you're like 8 or something?
There's a lot of factors other than Sally.
Mm-hmm.
Factor two is money.
Mm-hmm.
I've got more important reasons than winning to come to SMU, and that is money.
Well, that's not what you're supposed to say.
It's called $4 million, and you can look it up. It's about twice as much as $2
million.
About five times more than $1
million. Yeah.
And I need money because I got to keep Sally in bling bling.
You've made a lot of money, though. You made a ton of money in Texas.
And Sally has spent a lot of money. It was tough coaching in Texas, down there in Texas.
Yeah.
To coach in the shadow of Daryl Royal, so I think I could pretty much handle the shadow of Jim Jones and Mike Gavin.
Yes, you probably could.
Yeah,
pretty small potatoes, if you ask me. And probably if you ask Sally.
Okay, well, maybe we'll get that chance.
I think that coaching at SMU will be a challenge because the cheerleaders are quite a temptation.
What?
Hmm.
Of course, that's only for a man with an actual libido. I have not been sexually aroused in over 20 years.
Oh, well, my gosh. You don't
disturbing.
Have to share that with us.
And I have a witness. Oh. Her name is Sally.
All right. Don't tell us too much about your private life there, Coach.
Do you think I could come down there to Dallas and visit Ebola Central?
Well, we don't call it that.
Just a little bit of humor for my good buddy James Falk. Lives in University Park.
Oh, you know that guy.
Oh, already playing to the SMU crowd, I guess, there in University Park. Yeah.
He's a good alum.
I don't know. Sounds like you may take this thing.
Well, I'm thinking about it right now. We're in deliberations. Texas is off to the worst start since 1956. I take a little pride in that because it means I wasn't the problem.
Yeah.
I got a little problem in Austin, and it's called Charlie Strong.
Well, he's rebuilding. He's rebuilding.
Yeah. But I don't understand why any athlete would listen to a coach, though. It'll allow Matthew McConaughey to address the team.
Check your pronunciation there for a guy that you claim is your friend.
It looks like McConaughey to me.
I think you let him address the team, too, when you were there.
Could you guys throw anything on top of the $4 million to sweeten the pot?
Well, we're not really in charge of this.
We don't care what happens to SMU.
Sally won't come to SMU unless you give her something that's special.
Well, I don't know what that would be.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she could sit on Rich Phillips' lap when he does the games.
I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Just to do anything to get her away from me and my money. Please help release me from Sally.
Oh, no.
No, come
I'm
on.
Asking you, please hurry. No. She's coming down the stairs now. Please tell me you'll help me. Please. Thank you.
Oh, Coach?
Man. Well, they had a good relationship.
They had it, too. All right. There you have it from the fake Mack Brown. It's